First time Portugal, yes. How old are you? Next question.
No, a little story about the band, Hansel and Gretel. I am very curious about the band.
Yes. Am I curious about the band?
No, he is.
No, I am curious about the band.
I'm very curious about the band, yes. Okay, what would you like to know? How can I help you?
How did you start?
How did we start?
How came two guys from America have
yes.
a band that sing in German
right.
and has a German name?
It's a very good question. Do you want to answer it or shall
we
I?
Have, we're not your typical Americans. We have a very worldwide view of this planet Earth. We love languages. I'm of Greek descent. He is of Romanian descent. I travel a lot. We have... we're very open-minded, and therefore we create things that are not what you would expect. Is that correct?
I don't know.
I'm
just listening. It sounds fascinating.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, I agree with her. I don't think we're a typical American band. We used to sing in a lot of other languages, but now it's just really German.
Is it hard to... do you have a background in German language?
No. I mean, she lived in Germany for a little while. But we just sort of both liked a lot of German bands and a lot of records that were recorded in Germany. And so we realized we had a similar interest in this type of thing. So we just started...
The beer just arrived.
Oh,
wait, I have to take a photo of this.
I should let everybody know out there that our beers have just arrived.
Okay.
Do you have any influences? I think... someone hear your music and it's like Rammstein, is it?
Yes. Yeah, we hear that.
No, we went on
quite.
Tour with Rammstein, and then they started sounding like us. All right.
Do you hear that, Rammstein?
You heard it here first, Rammstein.
That's right. There goes the Rammstein tour.
No,
I'm kidding. Will be in Portugal in November,
I think. We've heard that we sound like Rammstein. I guess that's a compliment. I mean, we like Rammstein. We toured with Rammstein, and when we did, we were very influenced by Rammstein.
Before Rammstein, before
yes,
we
did... Or is it we like to say BR?
VR.
Before Rammstein.
When I first heard Rammstein, I said, "Oh my gosh, they sing in German like we sing in German, and they're so good."
But the thing is, they're German.
They're German. And then we happened to do a show together. It just so happened that we did a show, one of their first shows in the United States together,
mm-hmm.
and we met each other, and we became very,
good friends?
Not good friends, but very like wanting to know each other more, and they respected our music and we loved their music. And
good friends.
Besides Freuden.
Freuden.
And then we toured with them in the States.
But it's true, I mean, after, before we toured with Rammstein, things were a little bit more electronic for us, and we sung in many languages, and after we toured with Rammstein, we became a lot more metal and a lot more German, so...
Like tons metal.
Yes, like tons metal.
Tons metal.
Yeah, but we're moving more into,
Trinken metal.
Trinken metal. Kill your parents metal.
Drink metal. Tons metal. Trinken metal.
We don't want to send him any bad messages.
Schlafen metal.
Schlafen metal.
Besides yes. Rammstein,
yes.
you tour with Marilyn Manson. And
yes,
Marilyn Manson. A long time ago, in the beginning. I think it was our fourth or fifth time we ever played together as a band. We opened for Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yes.
great.
Yes.
Super
yes.
great.
What about Hansel and Gretel in the United States? They are
huge, bigger than Pepsi.
Huge. Not big as Coke, just Pepsi. No Coke, just Pepsi.
No, what's your fan base?
We have a good fan base in the United States, but we do. We make more money there. People know us more in the United States than here. But it's things are changing in America. I mean, the music, the money, the music. Everything's slowing down.
I only know one city.
Two.
Which one? Oh, the Uberales.
Uberales.
Yeah.
It's gotten heavier. We have a new heavier drummer. who's sitting right behind you. He's being very quiet. He's very modest, very talented. And we have a new...
Say something, drummer.
I don't know.
There you go. Spoken like a true drummer. He's a little drunk also.
No, I'm not drunk yet. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Give me 10 minutes.
He will. We're
Whoa, only 10 minutes. Come on. Our beer is not so strong.
It's stronger than the States.
I think it's 5% alcohol or something.
Yeah,
5.4.
And we have a new sound guy too, who is also equally psychotic as our drummer.
Yes.
As our new drummer. So he again, the two of them right now, uncharacteristically quiet. I think when the microphone goes on, they just kind of like
get scared.
Yeah, they get scared. When the microphone's off, like forget it. It's crazy.
They can't shut them off.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, no, bottom line, when there's a band on stage, nobody cares about the sound guy.
Except
the people that are on the stage.
Yeah.
And
sound guys.
If it's a great band,
yes,
it's because they're a great band.
Thank you.
If the band sucks,
yes,
it's sound guy's fault.
So this, right now he's really feeling sorry for himself. What about the part when you say I don't get paid enough? What about that? Yes, now the problem with these two guys is they have a lot on their mind and yet so little to say. And they're probably going to kick my ass right after this interview. They're going to hit me over the head with beer bottles. But that's fine, that happens every night.
No one interviews the sound guy. Come on.
We're not interviewing you, you're just sitting here.
Exactly.
Well, I find them very interesting.
Okay.
He started it.
He starts trouble all the time.
Good.
Next question.
I just wanted to get their perspective. Next
so you were asking us about our CDs and our CDs. We first started out with very experimental and techno-y and
it was ambient, it was industrial, there was a little bit of heavy metal, but we just wanted to make a record that like you couldn't easily put in a category, something different, and that was a while back, and then as times changed for us, we just got more focused, more heavy metal. More death metal, more
We've always been
metal,
very
metal.
We come from the metal back. We've always been metal people in our
we
hearts.
We come from planet metal.
Yeah, we come from planet metal, yes. but we couldn't find musicians, so we created things. We had a drum machine, and therefore the music sounded experimental and different. Mm-hmm. And then we grew from that, and finally we could find the proper musicians, drummers, and became what we are today. But definitely doing what we love more, which is become heavier and more, I don't know.
Yeah, aside from heavy metal, like we both like a lot of like sort of German industrial bands, Einstürzende Neubauten, Kraftwerk. We had just weird shit, weird noisy stuff. And back then, that's what we wanted to do. We just wanted everybody to hate us. And it was something we wanted, and it took a long time, maybe 13, 14 years, and now finally everybody hates us. So
I think that they just started to hate us.
Thank you.
Because little polemic about neo-Nazi stuff.
I
understand. People hate us?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I've read.
No,
that's what I've read.
He's being a jerk. He's always blah 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 lying.
I'm not lying.
They don't hate us.
These are half truths.
I mean, there's some people
think
we're Nazis, but we're not Nazis. We're just playing
Monopoly.
We like to dress up because it's fun to dress up. But it's all very positive. All what we sing about is very positive and funny.
You can tell by how he's cracking up right now.
Yeah, very funny.
He's laughing so hard. Yeah, a lot. I mean, we deal in some of our material, I guess, is a little extreme. It seems like it's extreme, but really it's just we have like sort of a dark, dark sense of humor. And sometimes if we feel tense or something about it, we just sort of do it. If we have a feeling like something is why am I always struggling with this? And only after two beers. we have like a sort of a nervous energy, and if we think something feels awkward, feels uncomfortable to people, we do it.
Like the shock, like perhaps like Marilyn Manson?
Maybe.
He likes the shock.
Yeah, he likes to take his clothes off.
Yeah.
This is something we will not be doing.
I hope not. Because of him.
Not for at least a couple of hours. Not for at least another 5 or 6 more beers.
I know that, as far as I know, your new CD deals with the Mayan theory,
yes.
Yeah.
The end of the world,
yeah.
Yes.
2012.
Yes.
Yeah, 2 days before I make my birthday.
Your birthday is in December
23.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
That's 2 days. That's 2 days after.
After.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be 2 days after, like, your 41st birthday.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. So you made it till 40.
42.
At least you're gonna live till 40. So, you know, look at the bright side.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with your last 2 years? So I know what we're gonna do.
What are we doing?
I think just drink our asses off. Okay.
Where do you find the? This inspiration, you read something about...
I read a lot of books about astrology and about metaphysics and about the future and what people channel from entities beyond our realm. And I'm interested in that stuff, and I relay it to him, and he goes, oh, yes, eh? And then he goes, then he writes all this stuff, and I go, what, that was my idea.
Yeah. It's like a lot of the stuff she's talking about that she reads about, it's very very esoteric and out there. I don't certainly don't believe in any of it, but it's good for heavy metal. It's just good. It's just end of the world shit. It's good for themes, for metal themes, for apocalyptic themes. And you know, do I think the world's going to come to an end in 2012? I mean, I hope so, but I doubt it.
I don't know. There's major changes in the world. We know that's happening anyway. So things is going to really shift, hopefully for the better.
I heard about the cosmic alignment.
The cosmic alignment,
yeah.
That the, supposedly the East becomes the West, the Earth is going to shatter, the gravities will go on the other side. These are all theories. Unfortunately, scientists are not talking about this. It's only the spiritual people that are talking about it. Now, why aren't the scientists looking into it? I mean, you think some scientists...
They are looking into it. Didn't you watch Discovery Channel? It's like, you know...
They are?
Yeah,
no.
Of course they are.
They don't... No, they're not, because they can't tell the world, like, there's a possibility the Earth will end. You know, they don't want to create chaos.
No, the scientists will work, like, proof. They need proof.
They need proof, right. So therefore they can't...
I think that they don't... it's going to happen based on a legend.
Legend.
Right.
But it's also mathematics.
Legend.
Because astrology is mathematics and science is mathematics.
Yeah.
So they should at least bring those two together. But I'm surprised that they don't.
Some of them do.
I don't know.
Some of them... There's some mathematics...
They're very quiet.
Are mathematicians right now trying to prove that God exists through math. If you can believe it or not.
Well,
I could believe that
because math is what creates the universe.
Right. Well, all I'm telling you is there are scientists that are trying to deal on more esoteric levels, but
very deep. It's so much. It's so deep that you just want to drink beer. You don't want to think about it too much. It's really great.
Yeah, now the interview just got good again. For a while there, I was like.
Schlaffen metal. What else do you know from Portugal? Bands?
Moonspell.
Yeah.
And what's another band from Portugal? I've heard the name of some of them. I don't know.
Personally, just Moonspell.
I just know of Moonspell. I think they have made Portugal famous in the United States.
Yes.
They put Portugal on the map in the United States because they tour the states all the time.
Yeah, they do. I agree.
Any final words? It's a long interview, but okay.
Any final words?
Have fun editing this interview.
It's the coolest interview ever.
I you say that to all the bands.
No,
this is what I'm going to say to Portugal. I say to the people of Portugal, obrigado.
Obrigado. That's our favorite Portuguese word.
It's the only Portuguese word I know.
Somebody needs to teach us how to say I'm sorry, because we need to learn how to say that. Like, they're not going to apologize for the interview.
You have to say desculpa.
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 I'm not going to remember
anything. Desculpa. Desculpa for this interview. Good luck editing.